Hey, fuckers, what up? Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher here. You're about to listen to an episode of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast, but just a little piece.
Yeah, enjoy this excerpt from our bonus episode with subject lines such as, my dad walked in on me whilst I was cleaning my boyfriend's cum off the wall and begging for orgasms from the world's messiest nerd.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more, the whole episode, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription to all their content, including Guys We Fucked. And there's also Roxanne Gay, Lena Dunham, Alyssa Bennett, Russell Brand.
Trevor Noah, Michael Rapaport. List goes on.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. And subscriptions start at only $2.99. a month.
This subject line is, I shit in my boyfriend's hand. Longtime listener, praise to you both. The evolution of your viewpoints and consistent determination to be/do better is something I admire and look up to. Thank you. My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. About 2 years into our relationship, we decided to spice up our sex life. We were partying one night and one thing led to another. Cue the anal beads. I had bought him the beads a couple months ago and they were the equivalent of the quote, well vodka. This particular model had the actual beads on one end and a pocket that held a bullet vibrator on the other. Ooh. I was riding him when we decided to insert the beads in my ass. The vibrations from the bullet were making me super horny, so I pulled the bullet out of the end of the beads and started rubbing them on my clit/pushy/ass/his ass, his balls. It felt so fucking good, and we both came within seconds. Oh, gotta get me. What the fuck are you using? I was sitting on top of him after our orgasms and realized I could still feel the vibrator, but I didn't know where it was, and he couldn't find it either. I immediately thought it was somewhere on our bed, so I hopped off and started swiping my hands across the mattress. Lights were off. It was dark. This is when the panic set in. I could still hear/semi-feel the beads, but could not find the bullet on the mattress. This is when I realized that the bullet had been eaten by my asshole. Whilst rubbing it around our parts, I got too frisky with my own bum hole, and apparently it swallowed it whole. Oh, butts tend to do that.
Oh my gosh.
My boyfriend was pretty calm and started firing off suggestions on how to get it out, but I had to work the next morning and could not imagine waiting at the hospital all night. So I decided to try and shit it out. It did not work. Apparently, your asshole is like a mushroom-shaped vacuum. Yes, it is. And anything that goes up the chute gets stuck in the cap of the mushroom. This is when I had the reckoning that my boyfriend would have to remove it. I went back into our bedroom where he laid down a towel. I got on all fours and presented him my asshole. You're a good writer. He started trying to remove it by using his fingers. They could reach the bullet, but every time he got a grip, the cap of my rectum would suck that fucker back in. He moved onto the anal beads, and surprisingly, they worked really well. He used my anal wall as a leverage point and was able to flick the bullet out. But when he flicked out the bullet, he put his hands out to catch it, and a solid piece of shit came with it. Not only did I have a full gyno appointment with my boyfriend where he literally saw parts of me that I'll never see, but I ended it with a perfect turd in his hands.
Oh my lord.
Honestly, the moment brought us closer together and confirmed our love for each other. But what a shitty, shitty ordeal. Attached is a photo of the anal beads for reference. Just kidding. I can't find a picture. I was like, what? I can't find a picture of the shitty vibrating anal beads because they're probably illegal. No, show me them, bitch. Attached is a photo of me and my boyfriend. Cheers. I know it's not the best picture. However, it's an accurate representation of us.
I think it's cute.
Hey, you guys are cute. You have cute dogs.
Yeah, good. That one's a huge dog.
Yeah, and you're
both
really attractive.
Super cute.
Good for him.
Good for you guys.
Catching your poo-poo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shit gets always stuck in ladies. I gotta have someone pull shit out of me. Oh, my God.
I gotta say, when I milked a guy's prostate, I didn't even have poop under my fingernails. And I was like, impressive.
Yeah, no, not every time there. But I mean, it's also like if you were starting to poop, maybe you ate fiber or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fact that a full piece of shit came out, like, wow.
A full perfect turd.
Wow.
A full perfect turd plopped into his hands.
And good on ya.
That should be the title.
That's beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Email number 4, begging for our orgasms from the world's messiest nerd. That's a lot.
Whoa, what a subject line.
Hi, ladies. I love both of you and all that you do. I was introduced to GWF 2 years ago, and you both quickly became my favorites.
Thanks.
Sharing a funny story, maybe not my proudest moment. Please don't share my name if you end up reading this. Well, I hope you didn't say it. No, I am 32. You nice. Sometimes excuse
An
dumb
old
bitchery.
Broad like us.
I know, right? I am 32. You sometimes excuse dumb bitchery from women in their early 20s. I am a grown-ass woman who should know better. Well, let's see what you did. Last year, there was a period where I was barely meeting anyone, and it had been a while since I had sex. I made an executive decision that I will be ending this dry period and having sex with somebody. Yeah, I made that this week, and it didn't work out. Oh. I went on a date with a guy I met on a dating app. We had a long date. He was cute, charming, and we had a great time. He was also a very good kisser, so I decided, there we go, executive decision about to be implemented. We go back
low
to
low bar.
I know, right? We go back to his place, and he doesn't even think to prepare me for what I was about to see.
Oh.
It was the messiest apartment I have ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
I want to hear this details because I have been in what I would argue is the messiest apartment, like a true hoarder.
Yeah.
So
your old roommate.
Well, no, I've been in a worse apartment. You weren't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. In New York?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't someone I was sleeping with, but yes, yes, yes. Like, I mean, I didn't even make fun of it because I was like, oh, I think this person has a mental illness. Yeah. Some details. There was nowhere for me to put my stuff. Mm. He had to move a pile of clothes off a table so I could put my purse.
Oh, boy. Well, where was the TLC camera crew?
Right. Well, it's clothes. I was like, when you get into true hoarders, it's like he had to move an empty pizza box, you know, three empty pizza boxes. There were Amazon boxes opened and unopened of different shapes and sizes everywhere. I can guarantee that not even an Amazon warehouse has this many boxes. That's weird. He had one of those loft types of setups where you're supposed to put the mattress on top, already a bad sign. But then I noticed that he has more Amazon boxes on top and his mattress on the floor below it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's weird. Why don't you just bring
my Amazon
babies
down? Get the bed.
Yeah, that's so weird. He had his computer on with the sound on and there was constant beeping.
Oh.
It turns out he had Discord chat on. I don't even know what that is.
That?
It kept beeping the whole fucking time. And I asked him to mute it and he said, no, it's okay.
But it's not, sir.
The kitchen was piles of plates, empty bottles of water, all sorts of mess. The bathroom was surprisingly clean.
What? Really?
That's important. Because that's like the one, besides like the mattress, like you have to go. Because like, I got to say, the bathroom in this place, it was filled with bugs.
Bugs?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
no, it's like
God.
It was a true hoarder. I was like, I was looking for a cat.
Oh, I remember you told me this story.
Yeah, I was looking for a cat in that apartment.
Oh my God.
All the voices in my head, Christina Hutchins'
podcast. It's a podcast.
Were telling me to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
But there was another
you
voice telling
him.
Me,
girl,
you need to have sex to stay.
Girl.
Fuck, I made the bad decision to listen to that voice instead.
Girl, you stupid.
I hope you used a condom. Oh my God.
Oh, please say you used condom.
Oh my God.
And he had it on his Amazon
box. Fuck.
Boxes.
This is how COVID started. I'm just deciding now.
Patient zero.
Fuck. So we have sex. He also reached into one of the Amazon boxes to get a condom. All right. Well, that's one of the things he ordered. I mean, hopefully not like a loose condom. Fuck. It was obviously bad, short, and he finishes and starts falling asleep.
Oh my Christ.
I do not come. I start feeling rage because I knew that I should have left as soon as I arrived and did not and was mad at myself for it. I hated that he did not even ask if I finished or even acknowledge it. I mean, like, yeah, basically never when you like hook up with someone who just met on a date, that's never gonna happen. So we have this conversation. Me. So is it my turn yet? Him. Your turn. Awkward laugh.
Oh,
what do you mean?
What do you fucking mean? What do I mean?
Me. You know exactly what I mean.
Goddamn right.
He stares at me awkwardly. Me, you have three options. You can go down on me, finger me, or fuck again. Which is it? Nice. So illegal in the...
Option three. Four, clean your home. I'll come to that.
Possibly illegal in the way you stated it, but good for you.
Yeah.
So he fingered me. I came, then I left.
You came.
I had never confronted someone like that. It was literally his messy apartment, and the fact I stayed, despite my best judgment, that made me think, oh, hell no.
Good.
This girl writes like you. It's funny. She talks like you. The vast majority of my sexual experiences has been with people I was in love with, dating for a while, and generally liked, where they cared about what kind of time I was having. I've only done one night stands a couple of times and hated every time. I hate that I had to ask for this, but also, who knows, maybe I improved him for the next woman. Maybe I should have also told him to clean up his fucking apartment before bringing a date home. Yeah, you probably should have.
I guess, but at what point? I mean, were you going to listen to me?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's funny though that you didn't even like comment on it.
And sometimes dudes are so dense. I'm sure you had a shocked look on your face.
Yeah, it would have been hard for me not to honestly break down all those Amazon boxes myself.
Oh, that is very meditative.
I used to clean my ex's apartment because I would go there and I would just be like, I can't leave like this.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm like, I have time. I'm just going to do this.
Campsite rule, full effect. Hey, fuckers, I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our bonus episode of Guys We Fucked. If you're interested in hearing the whole thing and more exclusive content that Luminary has to offer, go to luminarypodcasts.com.
There's so much fluid in this episode.
Yeah.